It's Thursday, the 24th of September. This is Morning Ireland. The 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The HSE winter plan to be published today promises around 900 more acute beds, including over 50 critical care beds. Under the plan, most of the extra €600 million in funding is to be provided next year. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
This winter plan for the health service covers the period from now up to next April. Of the extra €600 million being provided, €200 million will be spent this year and €400 million next year. Around 900 extra acute hospital beds are promised, including over 50 critical care beds. It also commits to hundreds of extra lower level subacute and community beds to relieve pressure on acute hospitals. It's unclear how many extra medical, nursing and other health staff will be recruited to service these extra beds. Just under 5 million extra home support hours are to be provided. GPs will also have access to more diagnostics in public and private hospitals, with around 80,000 of these sessions provided for. The 30-page plan, approved by the Department of Health, will be published today by the HSE.
The National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting today to discuss the course of COVID-19 and decide what, if any, recommendations need to be made in respect of several counties where the level of the virus is increasing. It comes as officials warn that efforts over the next 10 days will be critical in suppressing the virus. Laura Hogan reports.
A key figure on the National Public Health Emergency Team warned that all the metrics used to measure the growth of COVID-19 here are increasing. Professor Philip Nolan said the reproductive rate of the virus is now far too high, somewhere between 1.5 and 1.7, and that the goal is to get this back down below 1. There is a grave concern about the increase in cases among people aged over 65, which are now 4 times higher than they were 5 weeks ago. Officials said this is now a nationwide problem and that Donegal, Louth, Waterford, Kildare, Offaly, Wicklow and Cork are also showing a high incidence of the virus. The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, said it's vital that people in every county now reduce their contacts in the days and weeks ahead.
The Mental Health Commission has expressed concern about current testing of staff for COVID-19 across mental health services. A paper published by the independent statutory body says the national testing system was inconsistent and untimely between March and July this year. It has called for the system of testing to be strengthened to protect service users ahead of a possible second wave. Our social affairs and religious correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The Mental Health Commission supported 181 services in managing and mitigating COVID-19 between March and July this year. It continues to do that work, but it's using the learnings from that period to ensure any weaknesses can be combated in the coming weeks. The Commission's study notes that the national testing system was inconsistent and untimely, and that there was confusion among some services as to which health guidance they should be following. It says there were significant inconsistencies around staff testing in mental health services, and it says the use of dormitory-style accommodation was a factor in disease progression in services worst affected by the virus. The Commission has called for a more robust regulatory framework that will help protect service users and staff against winter flu and any COVID-19 surges. To do that, it says, the rollout of a transparent, time-bound and rapid testing process for staff and residents is key.
US President Donald Trump has refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the upcoming election in November to Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Mr. Trump also said he believed the election result could end up in the US Supreme Court, as he again cast doubt on postal voting.
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it, and you know who knows it better than anybody else. The Democrats know it better than anybody else.
Two police officers have been shot and injured in the U.S. city of Louisville during protests that followed the decision not to prosecute two of three officers involved in the fatal shooting of a young African-American woman, Breonna Taylor. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets overnight calling for justice. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past 8.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
It will be a cool and blustery day with showers and longer spells of rain spreading across the country. There will be heavy and thundery bursts in places and some localised flooding is possible. Dry intervals too, the best of these are expected in North Ulster. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees. And there's a warning that west winds veering north to northwest will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 today on Irish coastal waters from Carnsore Point to Mizenhead to Loophead. Occasionally reaching storm force 10 this morning between Mizenhead and Loophead.